Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the lack of affordable housing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Interesting factoid here, Bob. The market has, in residential real estate in Eugene Springfield, 11% less homes available at this time this year versus what was available last year. 3 years ago, we had 51% more homes on the market than we do at this time. That would be at the end of May. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. What, in your opinion, what's that caused by? Is that net in-migration? More people moving into the area than moving out of the area?
In part, in-migration is very strong, and that does contribute to this. And we're not building affordable housing, accessible
right.
housing. So the median sales price right now is $270,000, and the median list price is $428,000. So what's available for sale is not what we need in the marketplace. And to answer that is difficult.
Wow, that's a huge, huge spread. I'm not sure if I've ever heard of a spread that wide.
Well, you see that in markets that have lost affordability.
Right.
And that's what's sad to me is that we're seeing it's tough to replace or infill where we need it the most due to a lot of things, a lot of variables, urban growth boundaries, the cost of construction and materials, things like that.
Well, and plus the concept of an infill is take three backyard lots and convert them to a home site, and all of a sudden you're building a brand new product in somebody's backyard, and you've got several things, including the people around you, that would potentially hold values back.
It's very true right now. Infill is a great idea. I'm a believer in that concept. I do think some of the municipalities are not reflecting that that's really their belief because some of the SDCs are very high. They'll count the number of doors. So if you put two doors on what formerly had one front door, another unit, so to speak.
So a duplex.
A single family and you infill like everyone thinks you should, you're actually going to pay exorbitant fees as if you're putting a whole second house on a new home. It's got to change. There's contradiction in the way they're managing infill. And if that's what they want the builders to do, we've got to reinforce that.
And of course, the concept of a systems development charge, next guy through the door has to prepay the burden that's being placed on the various urban services and urban facilities. And of course, the cities are setting that money aside for the next 20 or 30 years, right?
Right. We've got to look at where the load's landing because if we want affordable housing, it's got to change. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.